celebrating the connection with our pets. This is Animal Radio, featuring your dream team, veterinarian Dr. Debbie White and groomer Joey Villani. And here are your hosts, Hal Abrams and Judy Francis.
And the number's toll-free, 1-866-405-8405 to reach out to the dream team. That could be Dr. Debbie or dog father Joey Villani or any one of us. Could be Lori, could be Ladybug the Studio Stunt Dog, or Judy. We love hearing from you, and it's toll-free. Here it is a little slower, 1-866-405-8405. And don't forget, as I always say, you can ask your questions right from the Animal Radio app. Did I mention it was free? The free Animal Radio app for iPhone and Android. And on today's show, in just a couple of minutes, from the CBS series Lucky Dog, which, by the way, I believe he just won an Emmy for, Brandon McMillan will be joining us. Also, wow, we have a really couple of great experts today. We have Pam Johnson-Bennett also joining us. So we have one for the dogs and one for the cats.
There you go. We're not speciesist around here.
And it also says up there the hottest pet costumes for 2016. Are they going to be? Who's going to be on? Who's going to be on?
We're going to have Madonna Sheehy from fun.com. She's going to come on and tell us about all the greatest, latest pet costumes for 2016.
Wait, who was that?
Madonna Sheehy.
Madonna Sheehy. Okay.
Do you know her? No relation to Madonna the singer.
No.
Okay. That's what I didn't know.
And I'm probably butchering her last name.
Butching it?
There's all kinds of puns in there, isn't there?
It really is. So you dress your animals up for Halloween. You dress Ladybug up for Halloween every year.
I do. And my cat, I want to dress him up, but I know he doesn't really like costumes. But what he does like is a cape. So I just put a cape on him and he runs around the house like he's super cat.
You sure he's not just running away to get away from the,
no,
the
costume? Hoping it falls off.
Yes. No, he struts his stuff. He wants to go to the door. He shows it off. He sits there like he's just hot stuff.
Okay. Anyway, on the way, we'll have the costume people. Are they going to have giveaways this year?
Wait, time out. What do you mean anyway? So are you against like dressing the pets up? Is that what you're saying?
You know, I think if you've listened to Animal Radio for any length of time, I think putting clothes on your animal is a little bit ridiculous. But, you know, I'm not.
You know, they're also functional.
Why do you say that?
Each to their own, because I think that's humanizing the animal.
But what if they're cold and you put a jacket on them?
Well, that's a little different.
Okay, well, that's clothing.
But like tutus?
You know what?
There is nothing cuter than a pit bull in a tutu.
I know some animals that have had little chests full of their costumes, and they go to it all the time. See, listen to Ladybug. She wants to wear her costumes. They love having the costumes put on.
She doesn't seem happy about it.
I agree. I totally agree with that.
Okay, well, you know, each to their own, and if you enjoy dressing up your animals, that's perfectly fine. And this is definitely your radio show, because I admit I'm a little crazy about my animal. And in fact, that's, you know, all the pictures that I have on my phone everywhere. They're all of my cat, none of my family whatsoever.
Yeah, and we're going to give away two costumes.
We are.
Yes, we are.
Okay. Do you know what costumes we're giving away?
No, you get to choose.
You get to choose your costumes. Isn't that exciting?
Yeah. Yes.
And for Robert's segment today, he's going to be talking about the five reasons every day is Halloween in the pet world.
Huh?
Because things can be scary in the pet world. I don't know.
Maybe.
He'll tell us.
I don't know that.
Ooh, scary.
What are you working on over there in the newsroom, Miss Brooks?
Well, next hour, I will be talking about Halloween costumes for dogs. But this hour, we're going to find out how weird and bizarre aging is for dogs. Really, it is totally backwards from the rest of the entire animal kingdom.
It's weird and bizarre for humans, too. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm not talking about
yeah, when you look in the mirror, it's like, different. Whoa.
Who is that in the mirror?
Who's that old person?
So, Joey, what are you working on?
What am I working on? Right now, I'm working on Facebook. Oh, you mean for the show? Oh, I'm sorry. We're going to be talking about an easy way to get that shedding coat out of your dog. And I'm not just talking about brushing and combing. I'm talking about a little trade secrets here.
That's on the way. Let's go to the phones for your calls first. Toll free, 1-866-405-8405. Hey, Keith, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good. How you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from today?
Actually, Mount Pleasant, Iowa. I'm just pulling into a Walmart distribution center. I'm a truck driver, so.
We love ourselves some OTR. What's going on with your animal?
Oh, she's 13 years old, very vibrant still. She's a large border collie, kind of big boned for a border collie. She has hip problems right now, and I'm kind of worried and wondering what I can do to help her.
Okay. Now, you're saying she's big boned, so is that a nice way of saying she's overweight?
Well, no. She's, you know, for a border collie, her prime weight when she was young, or she came off a cattle farm in Texas, is 60 pounds. For a female, that's large for a border collie. The males generally ran around 70 pounds.
Okay. Well, I'm just not giving you grief here, Keith, but, you know, definitely weight management is the number one thing that pet owners can do that you can control to make sure your pets are having the best mobility they can. So if she's in good weight, perfect. But if you know, for other dogs that might not be in good weight, before I go to drugs and medicines, I'm going to really push to get weight loss because that's the number one thing. So, you know, are you currently using any remedies, any supplements, anything for her at this time?
You know, I mean, I threw the glucosamine stuff at her. I was just more wondering, like, do they have, because she's 13, she was a Frisbee dog all her life, jumping up and down. And, you know, I mean, at seven, the doc told me that she was going to have hip problems. And I'm just wondering if there's any, she's having a real hard time getting up and down all the time now. If there's anything I can do to alleviate the pain. The weight is under control, but she's still in pain. I can tell, you know.
Yeah, and in her age group, I'll tell you, I have a 13-and-a-half-year-old lab, and I'm going through the same thing. And it depends a bit on the degree of discomfort that we're having. If we're getting slow getting up and down, there's a little bit more effort to her movements. Dogs aren't going to cry, so I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for the slow, purposeful movements that they do. And if we're seeing that, then I may just add in one medication. I may try something as simple as a joint support with a pain medicine. My own dog, I'll tell you right now, I have her on five different things because we're losing function. We're losing the benefit of these different medicines. So we'll need to find a spot for your dog somewhere within that, I'm assuming. So joint support, absolutely. Put her on a glucosamine product. And even beyond that, there's hyaluronic acid supplements that can be given in the injection form or even in the liquid form. There's one called Lubricin that we talk about on the show quite a bit. So that can help. It's a low-level thing, so it's not going to help that pet that has really horrible arthritic hips and be the only thing that's going to fix that. So we're going to add in other things. My own dog, I have on Tramadol, which is an opioid-like pain medicine, which is very nice because it has low side effects and it's tolerated really well. And then I added in a non-steroidal pain reliever for my dog, and there's many out there. You'll need to talk to your vet about this, make sure that, you know, she's healthy, she's got recent lab work. But a non-steroidal pain reliever is really important for a dog that's got a lot of arthritic problems, a lot of joint discomfort. There's only so far that supplements will go for those babies, and that's where my doggie's at. And then beyond that, I'll even add in, there's a medicine called gabapentin, and I just recently added that to my dog's regimen, and it's really helped her quite a bit. But that's where we kind of build upon this, and it's what we call multimodal pain management. So one medicine doesn't stop pain enough in many older pets, so we have to kind of dabble in different pathways to try to relieve their discomfort and to help them move. And so if you're new to starting something with her, I'm not advocating trying five things like my dog, but I would definitely see about getting into something that's maybe well-tolerated like Tramadol or gabapentin, and then see about a non-steroidal with your vet.
Well, I appreciate that. Do they make like a cortisone injections when it gets, you know, I mean, down the road? I mean, eventually quality of life's going to come down to where she will have to be put down to understand that, but I mean, she's just so full of life. You know, I don't see that happening in the next 5 years.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. I'm going through the exact same things. You know, the tail's wagging, the jumping and the running for balls is still going on. So for cortisone injections, they're really not the best thing when we're talking about managing pain. We can, if there's a particular joint, we'll sometimes give an intra-articular injection of cortisone, kind of like people. If we're not doing those other steps that I've mentioned, that would be my first line therapy that I would try that. Now, I have looked into, and believe it or not, they actually do stem cell therapy for dogs with hip dysplasia and arthritis. So that's something, but it's a little bit more of a surgical procedure and probably not, you know, routine use for you know, the average pet owner. And it sounds like your baby's probably not a strong candidate for some of the surgeries that we might get into, like a hip replacement or a another hip surgery called an FHO. Those are some very useful surgeries for pets that we're trying to manage that hip dysplasia, and they just can't control it with the medications alone. But yeah, you'd have to weigh that in a 13-year-old doggy, whether you want to get into surgery.
Well, I very much appreciate your, I'll look into that intermodal pain management you were talking about and talk to my vet about that. I appreciate your input.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Keith, and have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
1-866-405-8405. Hey, Richard, how you doing?
Well, our dog has...
Dogs.
Has what?
I said dog.
Well, dog.
Have what? Here, you talk with
that. Oh, no,
they got stuff in their ear. My wife says it's crusty looking. Is it white or black or green?
Like little white lumps.
Little white lumps.
Now, you mentioned you have more than one dog, and they both have the same problem?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a little problematic for me because, in general, when we talk about ear problems in dogs, there's not a lot of things that are really contagious. And if I'm from Vegas, so if I'm going to put my gambling chips on the line, I'm going to say it's a little unusual to have something in both dogs that isn't contagious. So the number one thing I'd really go looking for is ear mites, which are a contagious parasite that can cause ear problems, a lot of itchiness, discomfort, very scratchy pets when they have that. But there are other things, and we look at anything from infections of yeast. So if both pets are in the same environment, yeah, I guess they could get those. But I really want to check out your pets and see if they might have something like ear mites. And that's something easily done. You'll walk into your local veterinary office and you ask them to take a sample of that and look at it under the microscope. And, oh, cool stuff moves around when we find ear mites. I really can't advocate enough that we get at least one of these babies to the vet, but I would preferably get both of them over there.
Okay.
You're listening to Animal Radio. Call the Dream Team now at 1-866-405-8405.
We can't tell you why canine caviar is the only alkaline-based dog food, but we can tell you alkaline is proven to minimize the risk of renal failure and pancreatitis, reduce scratching, cellular degeneration, and disease, keeping your furry friend youthful and healthy longer. And those are the reasons we can fit into this short commercial. But by visiting caninecaviar.com, you'll see exactly what we do to make a better food for your dog. Try the one and only alkaline dog food risk-free, canine caviar.
Phyto Friendly Magazine presents the 8th annual month-long pet adoption tour, Get Your Licks on Route 66, on the road from September through October. Along with media sponsor Animal Radio and companion sponsors Turf Mutt and Evercare, we travel in our Mercedes Sprinter, provided by Sprinter Rentals, from L.A. to Chicago, stopping at shelters along the way to support adoption events. Our community sponsors John Paul Pet, Zeus Pet Toys, Petcurian, Well Pet, Tito's Vodka, and Vets Best go along for the ride, while we bring our giant spinning wheel filled with prizes you can win. Log on to Get Your Licks on Route66.com to find out where the tour stops near you. You can help raise money for your shelter, and you might just find your new forever friend.
The Movie Man 6-Second Review starts now.
It doesn't fly like the Pixar movies, but with enough cute characters and goofy jokes, Stork still delivers. I mean...
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappyLandAudio.com. That's HappyLandAudio.com.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you, with code 1128 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to harrys.com now and enter code 1128 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's harrys.com. Code 1128.
How strong is Allegra D?
It's my congestion's out of my way strong. Even in the park, playing with my dogs. Go fetch, Bosley.
Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that starts relieving your toughest allergy symptoms in under 1 hour.
Allegra D is breathing free for 24 hours strong, even in the convertible.
Allegra D, strong relief for your allergy symptoms. Guaranteed or your money back. Visit Allegra.com. Use only as directed.